أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه. In the previous ayat we read few rukus before, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned the great virtues of sadaqah, khairat, and spending in the path of Allah, giving charity, and what the great rewards for that are. Then opposite to that, after that Allah Ta'ala discussed about interest, riba, that it is totally haram. And these are two completely contrasting things. To give charity is greatly meritorious and great virtues, and it establishes the whole society. On the other hand, riba, interest, is totally haram and it destroys the whole society. And a person takes a person when he's in need, he takes a loan, and usually in that a person gets involved in interest when he has to take a loan. And unfortunately in today's environment, almost everyone, if somebody, no matter how wealthy they are, asks them for a loan, advises them, go to the bank, take a loan from the bank, and that is of course full of riba and full of interest. People are not prepared to give loans today. And on that, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, writes, one of the main reasons people don't want to give loans today, because people don't pay back the loan. They take the loans, but then they don't pay back, they don't pay back on time, and they make the poor person who gave the loan, put him to great stress and trouble. He has to go through various means to try and reclaim his loan again. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, when you take a loan and the day you have specified to repay it, if you don't have the means, even sell some of your necessary things, even like your car, sell it, even your house, sell it, what your necessary things also, but make sure you pay the loan on time. If that is done, then the loan system, which is a very meritorious system, which from this ayat Allah Ta'ala discusses now about giving loans, then that will be established, and that will that is of course proper loans, interest-free loans. Loans with the intention of great reward. As mentioned previously, if a person gives somebody a loan, he gets so much sawab as though he gave that amount in charity. For every day, if he gave him a loan for 1 month, for 30 days, it is like he gave that amount every day in charity, so much his sawab he gets. If he gave a loan for a year, for 2 years, for 10 years, then as long as that period is, for every day, he gets the reward of giving that amount in charity. And when that period comes to an end, and the person says, unfortunately, I'm not able to pay you, give me another year's time. Then, and if he gives him that year's time, then now for every day, double the amount of sawab he gets of giving that charity. So lot rewards there is for giving loans, and that is of course interest-free loans. And both the parties must not exceed the limits. The person who gave the loan before the time must not start demanding from the person. And the person who took the loan must make sure he pays back on time. And in fact, it comes in the hadith, when paying back a loan, pay it back in a beautiful way. That is, without any condition between the two, of any type of extra. The person who took the loan on his own free will gives that person extra and gives him more than what he actually had taken the loan. If they make a condition, or a condition which is understood, then that will be interest. But with no condition, he should pay back more. And he should think, after all, the person who gave the loan, if it is for more than a year, every year he has to pay zakat on that. And he gave you the loan interest-free. You are using it, you are benefiting. So at least give him so much more that his zakat is covered up. And more than that also we should give, but the minute it is a condition, or without making verbally written condition, understood condition, then it will become interest. without any condition, the person who took the loan must pay and pay a bit more. And if he can, pay before the time also. That will be very, very virtuous. So if that system comes, then that will automatically abolish the interest system, where people are taking loans and paying interest. So this is a very great virtuous act in Islam to give loans. And Allah Ta'ala has explained that the giving of charity, sadaqah, in the path of Allah Ta'ala, that is a very meritorious thing. It brings great virtues, fulfill the needs of people, establishes a healthy, strong economic society also, and builds the economy of the country as well. Opposite to that, completely opposite to that, is riba and interest, which destroys the whole community, every individual. And the person who takes the interest is also destroyed, because Allah declares war against the person who takes interest. So he gets destroyed also. The society gets destroyed. And opposite to that, then, is giving of loans, interest-free loans, and the proper Islamic way of giving the loans. And that is a way of very fairness and helping out people. And that brings great goodness to the individuals also, to the economy of the individuals, and the economy of the country also. It grows the economy of the country as well. So with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala has given details now. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, e iman walu, O people of iman, who are the friends of Allah, and it is expected from them, whenever Allah has addressed us, says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, that you will practice upon it. Because Allah has called upon you, my loyal servants, my friends, those who love me, I expect that you will listen to me. So wherever we read in the Quran, and it comes about 86 places in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Allah is expecting us to respond and to act according to that immediately. Idha tadayantum bidaynin ila ajalin musamma, جب تم آپس میں معاملہ کرو ادھار کا کسی وقت مقرر تک. Whenever you do any financial transaction between you and it is on loan to a specific time, that is, you buy goods and you say, I will pay you later, I'll pay you end of the month, I'll pay you after 6 months, or that you pay up in front and the person says, I'll deliver your goods after I receive the goods. After 6 weeks I'll get the goods, then I'll pay you. Either way, then make sure you write that transaction. Don't just let it be verbal. It must be written down so that there are no arguments and fights. Usually a lot of arguments start. We understood this. This is what I understood. It should be written, and written clearly, that what are the terms of that loan. For how long is it? How is it going to be paid? All at one time, in installments, etc. What is the period of the loan? Everything must be written. So Allah Ta'ala, and this command of writing is the ulama of fiqh. The fuqaha have written that it is advisable. It is not compulsory. Though some fuqaha have written that it is compulsory to write it down. But generally it is taken that it's not compulsory to write it down. But of course it's clearly understood that if we write it, and we should write it, then there are no arguments and no misunderstandings later. Even in partnerships, people enter into a partnership where they invest big amounts of money, but just on trust they don't write it. And within a short period, the arguments and fights start, and terrible fights start from there. Therefore, very important to write it down. So, faktubu, to usko likh liya karo. Make sure that you write it down and have the conditions written very clearly. From all this we can see the beautiful teachings of Islam and the beautiful sequence in the Quran Sharif also. That how the Quran Sharif has taught us all the commands, how they come in beautiful sequence. If a person understands that, he will never even ever think the Quran Sharif subject matter is all haphazard. A little bit here, a little bit there. But everywhere there is great rapt connection between every ayat also, between every surat also. There is great connection, but it needs to be understood that a person devotes himself to Quran Sharif, then he will understand all the great connection. Like here, first Allah Ta'ala explained about sadaqah and charity. Then opposite to that is interest, interest-based finance and financial transactions. Now to do away with the interest-based transaction, now Allah Ta'ala has brought the subject of giving of loans and the details of the loans, how it should be approached and how it should be executed. May Allah Ta'ala give us all topic to understand the Quran, practice on the Quran, propagate the Quran, and most important, to live according to the Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana.